The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. And, you know, many of you will remember just yesterday we had on my friend Victoria Jackson. You'll remember that she was with Saturday Night Live for many, many seasons. She was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And she has just carved out a place for herself in our culture that really is hard to discuss unless you can get her to discuss it with you. So fortunately, on the line, my friend Victoria Jackson. Vicky, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric.
You ended the show yesterday with the most amazing poem that you put, you had in your high school yearbook in 1976, and you wrote that. That was, Vicky, that was a great poem. I can't believe it. Like, you wrote that when you were just a teenager.
I know. I loved Jesus for a long time. And the thing is, I learned all my sins after high school. So I have no, I'm not bragging about my spirituality.
Okay, so you had a, yeah, you went through a tough patch after high school is what you're telling me.
Well, not a tough patch, just I was kind of sheltered in high school. And then when I moved to Hollywood to be an actress, I met the world for the first time. And it was shocking, you know, how evil the world was. So I can't brag about being, you know, virginal in high school if I was, you know, in a Christian environment. And we were rewarded for being Christ-like, you know,
right,
in the world rewards.
Well, but the point is that all those seeds that were planted have obviously borne fruit later in life, because you're now you're like the humblest person I know.
Exactly.
And you know how I know that?
Yeah.
Because you told me
yesterday. I told you I was very humble.
Well, it's important to crow about your humility. You know, to brag about it and let the world know. Because if you don't tell the world how humble you are, who's going to tell them? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay, so yesterday we were talking about so many different things. We were talking about the Kavanaugh hearings. We talked about Kanye West. We talked about SNL. We talked about Sinead O'Connor. And I just wanted to you don't have a copy of my book, Donald Drains the Swamp, do you? Nobody has a copy because it just came out.
Yeah. Eric, I sent money to your website for the food for the poor, feed the poor.
What do you want from me?
Food for the, what do you call it? Food for the poor?
Yeah, that's a while ago. What about it?
Well, I was supposed to get a free bumper sticker or a free book or something, and I didn't know where to click to get that.
You know, I'm looking at Albin, and he's making faces like I don't know what he's saying. Albin, what happened? Albin, why did you let us down? You let Vicky down. What happened?
I mailed the stuff.
He says everything was mailed out. He's basically saying you need to go to your mailbox and stop criticizing everybody else.
Okay. No, I'm just saying that your audience should send money in for that. And then I want a bumper sticker so I can publicize your show.
Well, you know what? We're gonna get that out to you today. Because heads are going to roll around the studio. Let me tell you right now, heads are going to roll.
Okay,
no, but listen.
So Donald,
but I want to. No, but I'm going to send you a signed copy of Donald Drains the Swamp. I know you'll buy your own copy, but I want to send you a signed copy because I'm so excited about it, and because nobody will understand it better than you will.
Oh, I understand it. Tell me, did Donald see it yet?
I don't think so. No.
No.
No. No. No. I don't think so. Yeah, we're having breakfast tomorrow in my mind, and I'll give it to him then.
Oh, he's going to love it.
I think he will. But it's kind of like a conundrum. You know, like I think a lot of people aren't going to know what to make of it because it's a fable, basically. It's like true on a – it's some things can only be expressed in fable form. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like Donald drains the swamp. It's kind of a fable. So people are going to – they're going to make of it what they will. But anyway, enough about that. I want to talk to you about we were talking about the situation with Kavanaugh and the chaos and everything like that. Do you have any thoughts on this? Did you watch the testimony of Dr. Ford the other day last week?
Yes, I was riveted. And, wow, I have so many thoughts, but – oh, I mean, for one thing, I've been treated way worse than being thrown on a bed by a guy like 10, 12 times, but I don't lay in bed tossing and turning. I think it's completely ridiculous. It's the stupidest thing. It's totally politically motivated, and I think George Soros gave her $1 million to say it.
Well, you know, no kidding. Her lawyer, I didn't know this. All this stuff comes out. It's so terrible. Her lawyer has worked for George Soros for many, many years. They're not reporting on that, obviously, in the media. But it seems to me rather important that if that's true, and it is true, that they should be reporting on that.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to put it on Facebook right now.
Well, it's worse than that. I posted on Facebook and on Twitter. My friend John Zmirak wrote an article that she, for many years, was on the board of a company that manufactures the abortion pill. That's the number one. That's the number one thing. And I thought to myself, what a weird thing that here you have, a fight for the Supreme Court centered principally around this Roe v. Wade issue. That's really the issue for many people.
Right.
And so you have this. The principal witness may well have stock in the company. And I posted it, as I said, on my Facebook page and on my Twitter feed. But this is established that she was an advisor to the company, that she sat on the board of the company. And the company is a multi-billion dollar company that produces one product and one product alone, and that is this abortion pill. And I thought, how can most people don't even know about this because nobody's covering this? So it's very strange. It's very strange.
Well, we got to cover it. We got to tell people the facts and the truth. And I love Kavanaugh. I sent him a message on his Twitter. I don't know if he'll ever get it. I told him I'm praying for him. I love him.
He has a Twitter. He has a Twitter feed.
Well, it looked like it. I don't know if someone's keeping it for him. It seems like he wouldn't have time to look at Twitter right now.
That's so funny. Like the idea that if he's on Twitter, I'm sure he's gotten 400 billion horrible messages sent to him, and he doesn't want to look at it. I mean, he shouldn't want to look at it.
Well, he got a good one from me. And then I was looking at my Instagram, and all these actresses are like, they're worshiping Dr. Ford and all, and they're so stupid. And I want to say something clever, and I'm like, where do I start? I mean, where do you start? First of all, they're fighting for abortion. Let's start there. They're fighting to murder babies.
This is the thing. To me, people can be on a different side of the issue than I am. But the way we fight, we have to fight in a principled way. And what's been going on in this country regarding this nomination and really the opposition to this president in general on a larger scale, it seems to me to have descended to a level of fighting that's unworthy of us. But if people think he's the devil, then they think, well, there's nothing to lose. We've got to win. We've got to do everything we can. It's unpleasant. It's unpleasant. Let's talk about something more fun.
Well, let me tell you one good thing to end this segment about Kavanaugh, the wonderful man. My preacher, Pastor Steve, who you met when you were here in Leipersport, Tennessee, he gave a great sermon on the biblical way to handle accusations. And I posted it. If people go to gracechapel.net, or Grace Chapel in Leaper's Fork, however they get there. He has a great sermon on it of how the Bible would handle this situation.
What is Pastor Steve's last name?
Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R.
Berger. Oh, I love him. He's a wonderful pastor. He and his wife are tremendous. So yeah. Leapers Fork, it's L-E-I-P-E-R-S. L-E-I-P. Leapers Fork, and that's near Nashville. We're going to be right back talking to Victoria Jackson.
Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
What you do to me?
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Before we continue the conversation with Victoria Jackson, yes, Victoria Jackson, I want to tell you about Alliance Defending Freedom. Why? Because, you know, a lot of us were involved in what's going on in the news, and we see this Judge Kavanaugh nomination, this incredible battle, but we expect that this horrible fight will be over, maybe next week, right? Well, even once this crazy part is over, things continue. The battle against religious liberty, for example, it goes on. There are people in this country who do not believe in the idea of religious liberty, and they're attacking it constantly. Some of you know the story of Jack Phillips, the Masterpiece Cake Shop. So many people just living their lives trying to be people of faith, and they're attacked horribly. They can lose their businesses. They can lose a lot of money. This is very, very serious, and I've talked about it a lot on this program. But I want to tell you that nobody's on the front lines more than our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. And I want to say that right now, this week in particular, your gift to Alliance Defending Freedom will be doubled by a generous donor and a matching gift. So you have to call 800-556-2770, or better yet, just go to MetaxasTalk.com. At the very top of the page, there's a banner that reads, "Yes, I want to defend religious freedom." This is the battle of this time, folks. It's very important. The folks at ADF are solid gold, straight up. They work very, very hard to help people who can't afford to fight these huge legal battles. So if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $500, it becomes $1,000. Everything is doubled this week. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and you will be helping fight for religious liberty along with Alliance Defending Freedom. Please do that. I hope you will. And we return to our conversation with Victoria Jackson. Victoria, we're talking about so many different things, and we're just talking about life. You have a song, a new song, and you said yesterday that your goal in writing this song was to write the greatest song that had ever been written. Because I could think of a lot of good songs, and I'm thinking, wow, to shoot to like you wanted to blow away every songwriter. I mean, Lennon and McCartney, look out. Elton John, look out. Paul Simon, look out. Billy Joel, look out, because Victoria Jackson is in the house and she's gunning for your head. She wants to be the number one songwriter in the history of the world. Now, have you achieved that?
Well, your audience can decide after they hear the song.
Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, before we get to the song, I just want to tell you that my book club, the Reading Housewives of Williamson County, right, are going to be reading your book Bonhoeffer in March.
You're not going to do that till March?
Well, we have to start now because it's very thick.
Wait a minute. You mean you're starting in October and you're going to discuss it in March?
Yes, because it's so thick.
But it doesn't take that long to read. I've met people who say they read it in literally 2 days.
2 days?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to start now because we have one book a month. But I will be reporting back to you what everyone said. Maybe you could fly in and talk about it.
How many people are in this group?
About 30.
Dream on. Seriously, 30 people are in this women's group and you're all going to be reading my book?
Yeah.
And you think that I, who am so busy doing a radio program, speaking to thousands of people, you think that I might just stop by to chit-chat with you and your friends? I don't think so, Victoria. Let me tell you something right now. I'm offended. I'm offended that you...
What if we pay you?
That's another story.
Okay, in between your trips to Greece to see your ancestors, you could, make a stop here. But I want to tell you, I want to make a shout-out to the book we read this month, if you don't mind. It's called One Good Mama Bone. And it
I'm sorry, called what?
One Good Mama Bone.
One Good Mama Bone?
Yeah, and I loved it so much.
Wait a minute. What is a mama bone?
That's what I said, and the author came to talk to us, and I said, is that a Southern term that I should know that I've never heard? And she said, no, she made it up. But there's a picture of a cow on the front of the book, and the book is fantastic, and it should be a motion picture, and a young Sally Fields could play the lead, but I would like to play the lead.
It's called. Called One Good Mama Bone.
Yeah, and I think I should have my hair the natural brown color, and I should show people what a great actress I am by doing a Southern accent and a drama. It's a drama. And I think it would be good. I could maybe get an Oscar if I could be in this movie. But anyway, it's not a movie yet, but I think it's a fantastic book. And guess what I found out? The author went to Furman the same year I was at Furman in South Carolina.
You went to Furman?
Yeah, that's for smart people, you know.
I've heard of Furman, but wait a second. So weren't you going to talk about your song? Like, I'm just lost. You were going to talk about your song, but then we're going to play it. Can you tell us about your song? Because I want to make sure we have time.
Well, how many minutes are left? Because my
how
song
mu-
is like.
Could you tell me about the song?
Okay, my song was my attempt to write the greatest song that's ever been written. And that's the title of it. And as I was writing it, I realized that there's only one. Well, you'll see what it's about. But before you play it, can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
What would you say is the definition of the word song?
Song?
Yeah.
What's the definition of the word song?
Yeah.
Can I just play the song and then we can talk about that?
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the debut on radio of Victoria Jackson's new song. Here it is.
A song is a breeze playing chase through the trees. A song is a tree bending under the wind. A song is a hug when your shoulders are cold, or the sobs of a man who has sinned. A song is a promise of love that's to be. A song is the laughter between you and me. A song is a bird on the limb of a tree, or the dark mystery of a storm. A song is a sermon, a song is a wave, a song is a whisper, electric and brave. A song is a master, and you are its slave. You must sing it. A song is historic, a flood, a tsunami, a mountain, a valley, a story, a tome. Simply mathematics entangled with language, a vengeance, a secret, a poem. A song is a hymn to the Lord of the Dead. A song is a two-step that leads to romance. A song is a moment that's frozen in time. A memory that you can recall with a rhyme. The writers forever have tried to proclaim a song that would bring them some wealth, laud, and fame. But I have to tell them something I've found true. The greatest song that's ever been written has already been written, and it's you. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name.
What? Vicky, congratulations. What is up with you? You pretend to be really ditzy, and you're really brilliant and clever and talented. And I have to say, that's just hilarious to me that you wrote... Where did you record this song, Vicky?
Well, my songwriting partner, Jim McBurney Sr., recorded it in his house for free because he's my songwriting partner friend, and he's so sweet. He spent hours, and he made it big, and then he decided, and I agree with him, that it should be small because I don't have the kind of voice that can go, you are the one. I wish I had Celine Dion's voice and I could worship God like that, but I don't. I have a little voice.
I've got her voice.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people confuse me with Celine. Hey, we're out of time. We're going to be right back, folks. We're going to continue this conversation with the greatest songwriter in the history of the world, Victoria Jackson, my friend.
Giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Hey there, folks. Before I continue my conversation with Victoria Jackson, I want to tell you there's a website created just for you. If you're listening to this program, if you listen to the program, this makes you an Eric Metaxas Show listener. There's a website for you. It is called MetaxasForHillsdale.com. If you go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, you can learn all about what Hillsdale College wants to offer you. It's offering you. The great thing about Hillsdale College, they're teaching young people, students at Hillsdale, to seek what is true and beautiful and good, and even to understand what those things mean, which, as far as I'm concerned, is at the very heart of what education is supposed to be about. And they're also interested in teaching these young people to understand this principle of all men being created equal. Why is America the world's freest nation? Very, very foundational stuff. You can hardly exist and think clearly if you don't think about those questions. Well, not only do students study those things at Hillsdale College, but Hillsdale College is making those things available to you. So if you go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, you can get a free monthly subscription to Imprimis, where every month they offer an essay or a speech on these issues. There are free online courses, for example, Constitution 101. So every American can learn like a Hillsdale student from the same professors for free. All you have to do is go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. I recommend it, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. And we now return to my conversation with my friend, the greatest songwriter that this planet has ever produced, or perhaps any planet in the world, my friend Victoria Jackson. Vicky, you really wrote that song all by yourself. You performed it by yourself, but your friend helped you to record it. What gave you the idea? First of all, the ideas in the song are very beautiful. The idea that we ourselves are songs sung by God, that is so beautiful. But where did you get the original idea to write this song about songs?
Well, I was sort of letting it write itself, and it kept trying to end with Jesus. And I thought, well, Jesus isn't a song. And I tried to look in Psalms. It says, sing a song to Jesus. But I looked up the definition, and a song is words and a sound. I thought, well, Jesus is a word, and it's a sound, and it's the highest song. It's the highest everything. And so I don't know if it makes sense, but...
But you're going with it.
But you know what? You know that verse, we are his workmanship, creating Christ Jesus unto good works? Remember that verse?
Not ringing any bells.
Oh, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And anyway, I'll look it up.
Oh, workman. Yes, I know that scripture. Of course I do.
We are his workmanship. Well,
I know that one.
That word in Greek, hey, you're from Greece, is also masterpiece. And it comes from the Greek word poema, which means poem. And so I'm going to this women's conference soon, and it's called Poem. And so if you mix all those ideas together, we are a poem that God created for his glory.
That's exactly right. So theologically, you're dead on. And poems in a way, poems and songs are sort of the same kind of thing. It's interesting.
I don't know.
So
I don't know what it means. It just kept trying to end on Jesus, so...
Well, you're a Christian. You believe in this stuff, and I do too. And so I think it's just very beautiful. The only thing is, whenever you do spoken word with music behind it, it always makes me think of Leonard Nimoy.
Why?
Well, he did an album like in the 70s, right after Star Trek was really famous, and. And Captain Kirk and Spock both did spoken word kind of albums.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, I was at a Bible study in L.A. about 10 years ago, and there was Diane Cannon, the actress, was giving this Bible study. And she had a guy playing the piano behind her, not piano, the electric piano, keyboard behind her while she was preaching, kind of. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, Diane Cannon, yeah, she's a huge Hollywood actress, and she became a very serious Christian some years ago, and she puts on these events. And you went to one of these events?
I did, but she didn't mention any Bible verses, and so afterwards I told her that I thought she should mention Bible verses at a Bible study.
And what did she say?
I can't remember. I think the conversation was like she asked me to be part of it. And I said, I would love to be part of it, but I would mention Bible verses if I am speaking, because I have nothing to say unless it's the Bible. And then she didn't want me to speak.
Well, maybe...
Oh, I know. Oh, Eric, I remember. She told me she didn't want to offend anyone.
She didn't want to offend anyone? And So she's probably trying to reach people who are... Yeah, they're probably not the kind of people that would want to hear it would be hard to reach them, I guess. Because they might be offended by reading the Bible.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
The gospel offends people.
Oh no, I know. I'm familiar with that idea. Well, that's amazing. You know, she was married to Cary Grant. Did you know that?
Yes, I read her book about him.
You read her book about him?
Yeah, he liked LSD.
He did?
Yeah.
That's not good. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Victoria Jackson.
I woke up this morning.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief
Please
Factor.
Do.
We get these testimonials in at relieffactor.com. Jenny from Texas writes, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car
it almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. And she got to the place, it's amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product, she says. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray. Cool. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. Our fundamental freedoms are under attack. But the good news is Alliance Defending Freedom is on the front lines providing free legal services. They're arguing some of the most critical cases in our courts today and protecting your freedom and the freedom of your children and grandchildren, but they can't do it without your help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com right now, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Your gift of $100 would help ADF defend your freedom and provide the necessary resources to fight these pivotal court battles. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. Or you can call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day. I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Victoria Jackson about Diane Cannon, who was married to Cary Grant, who did LSD. Vicky, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, I was also going to tell you that my song, the greatest song that's ever been written,
yeah,
that's about Jesus. Well, I was also thinking about the string theory, because my brother told me about that everything that's material is actually vibrations, waves. Did you ever hear of the string theory?
It's not the string theory. It's just called string theory.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard a sermon once that said, like, even black holes have a sound, And, like, there's some sounds that we can't hear, but that God could hear. And, like, when the universe was created, God spoke the universe into existence, yeah. And that the waves are still waving, you know?
Well, yeah, listen, this is why you're very deep, because you think about this stuff. And this is C.S. Lewis wrote about this in his books where he describes heaven. He mentions this kind of thing. And then people who have been to heaven and come back, they talk about this.
Huh.
Yeah, so there's clearly something to it, which is why your song, the greatest song that's ever been written, you're onto something really big, and it's beautiful. This is deep stuff.
Oh, good, because, you know, when the leaves shake and in the wind, that makes a sound. And I wonder if it's all harmonizing some beautiful song to God.
Well, there's, in my mind, there's no question of that. That's exactly correct. I think that is exactly right. And I think that, you know, you're on to that. And the idea that we are the song that he sings, that's such a beautiful idea. Even if it weren't true, poetically, it seems true. But I think that on some level, that is true. And the word... The word pima, the Greek verb where we get poem from, it does mean to make. So to speak, to make, all of these things are somehow related on some deep level. It's almost like the stem cells of the universe, it's all related, basically, when you get right back to the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, so you thought that the song was saying that you, the listener, are the greatest song?
Well, wait, it says that the greatest song is you or something. How does it end?
Oh, that's interesting, because I thought it meant Jesus, but I see what you mean.
Well, wait a minute. What are the lyrics? You wrote it, so you have to tell me.
I'm going to go with your interpretation.
Doesn't the song literally at the end of the song say the greatest song is you or something like that?
But yes.
You meant... You're singing that back to Jesus.
Yeah.
So he's the greatest song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Oh, wow. So it could be the listener is the greatest song, because we are his poem.
Well, it all depends on whether he is the singer or the song or both. I think that we're getting into some deep water right now.
We're created in his image.
We need to bring this back to something shallow, like Cary Grant dropping acid, okay. Or Jamie Farr or Merv Griffin or something shallow, because this is so deep. I don't want to lose anybody.
Okay.
But so Diane Cannon didn't want you to read scripture at any of these events because she thought it would push people away?
Yeah, so I quit going.
Oh, what does she call these events?
Well, she's calling it a Bible study. The one I went to was on the studio lot, CBS Radford or something like that. But, you know, I just think if you leave the Bible out, it's dangerous.
Well, wait a minute. She calls it a Bible study.
Yeah, I think, she called it a God party.
That's different. If she calls it a God party.
She called it a God party.
Well, I think she's pretty serious about her faith, and she's just trying to reach people in a different way. I don't think it's as simple as – because, look, you know and I know some people can share their faith in a way that's off-putting. And if you're trying to be sensitive to some people, there are people who, no matter what you say, you're going to offend them because they are offended by the gospel. But there are other people that if you try to reach them in a certain way – they can have an open mind, and I think she's trying to reach those people. I'm trying to, give Diane Cannon some credit for what she's doing, because I know
right. She
seems to be quite serious about her faith, and these God parties are meant to pull people in who they wouldn't go to a standard Bible study, and I think that's got to be okay. It's like St. Paul, when he was preaching in Athens, he wasn't quoting scripture at the heathen Greeks, was he? Was he?
I think Paul quoted.
A simple yes or no. A simple yes or no will do. And please, madam, remember you're under oath.
Yes, he was quoting the Old Testament.
Yeah, but he wasn't. But the point is that they didn't know the Old Testament. They were heathen Greeks in the Areopagiticus there, right, on Mars Hill. And so she was what he was doing then, he actually quoted pagan poets to point to God, right? But it's right there in Scripture. He quoted pagan poets when he was in Athens preaching. Why did he quote pagan poets? Because he knew that if he appeals to the Hebrew Scriptures, these are Greeks living in Athens. They don't care about the Hebrew Scriptures. They don't think of themselves as Jews. They think of themselves as Greeks. And so he thought, okay, how can I speak to them in a way that I might be able to bridge the gap? And so he quotes pagan poets. And why does he quote pagan poets? Because he realizes that the deeper truth still points to God. All truth points to God, not just the Scriptures, but all truth points to God. And sometimes you can use extra biblical truth to point to God. Mm. Like, you didn't think about that, did you? You might have written the greatest song ever written, but you didn't. There's some things that you haven't thought about.
Oh, you taught me something. I think you should have Diane Cannon on your show.
Oh, no, she's Catholic. I don't like them.
I love Catholics. I was just making a point about the Pope.
Diane Cannon, I would love to have her on this show. Are you kidding? I don't know how to reach her. You're the one with the big Hollywood connections. You know where this Bible study is.
I don't know. It was 10 years ago.
Okay. We're going to be right back. And during the break, maybe you can look up her email address. We're going to be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Victoria Jackson. Stick around.
I'm so fearful. I feel like my world is about to come crashing down around me. I can't even get to sleep at night. This constant dread is wearing me down. I can't put my finger on it. Nothing's actually wrong. I'm just so unsettled. I don't know what to do.
I think you may be experiencing anxiety.
I just want it to stop. I want to feel normal.
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Talking to Victoria Jackson. Vicky, do you know who's singing right there?
No.
A simple yes or no will do, Vicky.
No.
You don't know who that was? Would you believe it if I told you that you know that's a beautiful hymn, right?
Right.
Okay. Would you believe it if I told you it was Meryl Streep?
Really?
Yep.
Is it from a movie?
I think it's from the soundtrack to Garrison Keillor's movie that he did a few some years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And Garrison Keillor was singing in the background. It's interesting, right? I just think that that's just kind of interesting that the that they were singing that song. But listen, we were talking about Diane Cannon and her Bible study, and she would put on these God parties. What did she call it again?
A God party.
Oh, she did call it a God party. So yeah, I think she was trying to reach, you know, non-Christians in a very kind of fun way, and she didn't want to scare them away. And you know, I think as Christians, we can quibble about how to do that, and but mm-hmm. I think just the fact that she's trying was probably a good thing. I wish I could have her on this program. I don't know, you know, what she's doing with herself these days. I'm not sure she's easy to reach.
Yeah, well, we'll put the vibes out there.
What's that?
We'll put the vibes out there.
We'll put the vibes out there? That's like a real Hollywood thing to say. But you're in Nashville now, aren't you?
Yeah. I have a touch of Hollywood left in me.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they have penicillin for. Now, listen, and I want... What? I'm sorry?
What? What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to tell you that I'm trying to get Norm Macdonald, but I don't know his phone number anymore.
But you know how to reach John Lovitz, right? What is John doing with himself?
I don't know. I asked him if he would have a piece of pie with me last time I was in L.A., and he said he couldn't.
Yeah, I think he might be allergic to pie.
No, he loves pie.
Oh, then why couldn't he have a slice of pie with you?
I don't know.
He might have narrow views on those things.
I don't know if he doesn't want to be seen with me because I was political. I don't know.
Because you're a radioactive right-wing Jesus freak.
Probably.
But in a good way. He doesn't realize that it's in a good way. Well, have we solved any problems in this hour? It's just so much fun talking to you, but we're out of time, Vicki. What are we going to do now? What do we do? You're going to have to come on next week to continue the conversation.
Well, okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, and I do have John Lovitz's email, so I'm gonna email him and ask him to come on your show too.
Wouldn't that be fun? But it'd be fun to have the two of you on. Because that way nobody would get a word in edgewise. How crazy that would be. Listen, I'm so sorry we're out of time. Vicki, we love you. Thanks for being my guest.
I had a blast. Thank you, Eric.
All right. And we're going to do more of this, folks. That's a threat in case you didn't like it. Tough luck.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.